joining us is Mr. John Nowicki of the Volunteer Advisory Committee.
Good morning.
So you advise volunteers on, you know, like long-term investing, real estate deals?
Well, probably not that much. We're a group of volunteers ourselves. VAC was formed in 2012 in the fall. There are 10 individuals on the team and basically represent the volunteer's voice, make sure that they've got a good volunteer experience, just to make sure the organization get what it needs as well.
Okay, so you're kind of like our official liaison.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Our shop steward.
Sure. Well, I don't want to go that far.
We want to talk about working conditions.
Yeah. Strike.
Yeah, how many volunteers were out here last year?
Well, there was quite a few. When we looked at last year, we logged over 140,000 volunteer hours. So that was quite a few.
Wow.
That was quite a few.
That is quite a few.
Yeah, absolutely.
And not one of them got overtime.
No.
Yeah,
no,
right.
No. But plenty to eat and drink. Let's put it that way.
And that's they're giving cool. us raises this year.
Yes. We've doubled nothing.
There
you
go.
Got bigger wheels for your chair.
Yeah. I got a bigger title, you know.
There you go. Now, we've had a lot of fun with this over the last couple of years as well, too. Got a chance to do a lot of things. We feel like we've done a big part. Open the line of communications big time with the volunteers. Make sure the volunteers and the membership is heard, you know, as far as what they need, how they need things, and then kind of support that effort.
Yeah, I think we went through a little period there where the volunteers were feeling kind of unappreciated.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Correct.
And that's not good for the
long term. No, you see a lot of different things. We've accomplished quite a bit over the last couple of years to get that turned around a little bit. We've got monthly conference calls just within the actual VAC itself, and we've also got the monthly conference calls with the chairman. So the chairman, which are really the backbone of the volunteer portion of VA, is a big deal to let them know that they can get what they need when they need it, create some guidelines for them to make some of the newer chairman a little bit easier and understand some of the history and the culture of the organization as well.
Well, that's another thing. The volunteer group as a whole is aging.
Yes.
You've got to work hard at attracting new volunteers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, you don't turn a volunteer away. You know, you bring them into your fold, under your wing, so to speak, and teach them what they need to know and learn from them as well, too. In an aging organization, and whether it's EA or anything else, sometimes my son tells me I'm just as guilty of this as some, we have a tendency to be stuck in our ways, you know, and great. That communications gap has been there for centuries for the masses. Not only for the EA, but in parents and kids and everything
else. Yeah, it's
all
those young upstarts.
That's right. But, you know, they've got some real good ideas. Matter of fact, we had that conversation today. He accused me of being technology inept. I said, well, look, you know, I still pick up the telephone. You know, he goes, well, you got your smartphone. Why don't you use that better? I said, okay.
It's too smart.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're starting to see a nice mix again. Things are turning around. But again, the volunteers have a good voice. You know, when it comes down to it, again, I'll take this from my son as well, too, is the volunteer. You know, you have an organization like this or any other organization, you can't do it with just a handful of people. It takes an awful lot of effort by a lot of different people in-house and out-of-house as well. And by and large, the volunteer for EAA is the largest sponsor since the beginning, really,
right,
when it comes down to it. You know, you can't put an event on like this without the sponsorship and without the volunteer effort.
Now, as the volunteers, are they still allowed to innovate and present new ideas like they used to?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, there for a while we've heard from a lot of people that, well, nobody wants to listen. You know, but now I myself have never had that problem. You know, from where we volunteered, I volunteer all over this place. I've been volunteering here since 1978.
He's one of the new guys.
You know, our chapter ran the camper registration for over 20 years. Our chapter now runs the assistance center up at the main gate for information, everything. We're tied in closely with the comm center, mm-hmm. You know, with the guys down there, Craig Fitzsimmons and John Sullivan and some of the folks. So, you know, we've been around to help out a little bit. And again, the VAC has got those type of seasoned people that understand the culture, you know, before, during, and after, if you want to call it that, to help kind of bridge some of those gaps to make it stronger and better. And we are seeing younger and younger folks coming back in. You know, when I say younger folks, I'm not talking about 10, 11-year-olds. I'm talking about the ones that, you know, the 30-something to move up into the next spots.
Right. The ones that have kind of figured out what they want to do.
Absolutely. You know, you also find out, too, that a lot of the folks that volunteer are aviation enthusiasts. They don't necessarily fly or build.
Well, that's us.
But that's all that matters.
Yep.
You know, definitely. this is a passion and a love that I personally have ever since I was a youngster. My kids are involved, you know, my dad, myself, and, you know, I've built quite a few airplanes myself, pilot, mechanic, aircraft accident investigation, so I've been around for a little bit.
Well, you've seen all sorts of interesting stories.
Yeah, you know, my son as well, he works, you know, in the accident investigation. We say we see the good, bad, and the ugly of aviation, but this is the good. We love to volunteer here. My whole family volunteers here, you know, on a regular basis, so we all have a blast.
How many different departments are there when it comes to volunteers? We know there's a lot of activities, but how many are there?
Well, there's a little over 5,500 volunteers.
Period. Wow.
So that's a lot of people.
That's a lot of cats to wrangle.
Absolutely. There's multiple sections, and there's so much that goes on behind the scenes that really doesn't get kind of out there for a lot of people to see. So it's great to be able to have this kind of voice even here with you folks this morning to kind of put some of that out there.
Well, you never know. You might get volunteers from this interview.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what we hope. We hope we can get to keep it moving.
So if someone wanted to volunteer, what would they do? Where would they go?
Well, there's some volunteer areas. You can go up to the headquarters building. You come up to the volunteer center and camper registration. Come up to the assistance center, and we port things out because that's where I'm based at myself, so I can point people in different directions. There's always something for somebody to do no matter what. It doesn't matter. If you're not into the aviation thing or whatnot, and some of the folks, you go to Operation Thirst and make sandwiches all day for everybody who does. You know, if you want to get into it, you want to ride the little scooter and create ground control and help them down at the flight line ops, you do that. If you want to go down to the Warbirds, heard Vic Krause there earlier, they're always looking for volunteers for help there too as well. You know, we want to do it safely and do it wisely.
And learn under
Absolutely.
The wing of someone.
Absolutely.
Sure. And that's the way it needs to do. You know, so many things are wrong, you might say, with some of the societal stuff today. You know, they've taken the quote-unquote apprenticeship programs away from a lot of different things. So some of the volunteer efforts, along with the chairman, are kind of getting back to that. So it's kind of neat.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to pass things on.
It's sure. Nice when you get the experienced people to help the newbies out.
Absolutely.
It definitely shortens the learning curve.
Sure, sure. Plus, it's a benefit to the organization. You know, you're growing the future. You know, the kid venture area, huge for EA. You know, that's some of the future for us.
Yeah, and that's not that old. So somebody sat down sometime and said, we need to do something for kids.
Absolutely. Well, if you don't do something for kids, then this is not going to be here in 20, 30 years from now.
Right. Yeah, right.
You know, you got to keep perpetuating it.
You got to light the fire.
Sure. Absolutely. And again, the volunteer effort is the best way to light that fire. You know, you talk to a lot of the people, you know, when we come here, you get a chance to, as you, I'm sure yourselves as well, you get a chance to meet people that become almost like family friends that mm-hmm. you only see once a year.
Yep.
But, you know, the husbands, wives, grandmothers, well, you know, they're not going to walk around anymore, so they need something to do or they want something to do. Okay, they volunteer here, volunteer there, wherever you like. The activity center is a good place. A lot of people go for something completely different.
And I will say that once you volunteered here, it kind of gets in your blood.
Oh, boy. You said
you're hooked.
Absolutely. And anybody who's volunteered here and said, well, it was okay, really probably shouldn't be here anyway.
Right, you know, right.
It's not their thing. Not that we don't want them here, but it's just not their thing.
They need to try a different volunteer group.
Absolutely.
They may have missed something important.
Sure. See, that's another thing. The voice, we want to make sure the rec message is getting out to the volunteers, through the chairman, but through the masses as well, too. You know, so, you know, there's different things that EA puts out for us as tools. You know, all the volunteer committee members are listed in the magazine and on the website with our emails and some with our telephone numbers. I get probably two or three phone calls a year saying, look, I'd like to volunteer. Who do I talk to? You know, I said, well, you talk to me. I can take you up there. When I get there on such and such day, here's where I'm going to be camped. Come, let's talk.
Yeah.
So then we'll direct them, and you say, okay, what is it that you really want to do? You know, you don't want to get to the point where I only want to do this. Well, EA is an organization that needs a lot of different things, so there's something here for everybody.
Yeah, and I know as the first time I came to Oshkosh, I came for the airplanes.
Right.
But after that, it's not. It's for the volunteer,
and
it's to be able to be part of something.
You know, we've heard that. I've been here since Friday, and I've already heard that from more than you can imagine people. We don't come here for the activities anymore. We come here for the people,
mm-hmm.
bottom line, and that's what it's really all about.
It is. We've met some wonderful people.
Absolutely.
Here.
We met some crazy people, too.
Well,
that was the wonderful part.
They fit right in.
But that's the good part about it. You know, again, you meet all walks when it comes down to it. But in my personal experience, there's only two things that kind of really bring people together like this. You know, that's music, number one, but aviation. I'll tell you, to have this many people helping out and wanting to move forward volunteer-wise and membership-wise for one thing, that's pretty cool.
That is pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And Paul definitely had some very, very strong opinions on how to treat volunteers.
Oh, absolutely. What a vision, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
What a vision. Amazing. It's definitely an honor and a privilege to be part of an organization like this. And it's an honor and privilege to be in a little organization, the VAC, to actually enhance that and help that out.
Well, keep it up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, because... you know, you've got to innovate to grow.
Absolutely.
And people out there, there's a lot of thinkers in this group.
Sure.
You just never know. Somebody might come up with the next great idea.
Sure. I mean, look at how we've evolved over the years here.
Yep.
It's phenomenal. Yep. Absolutely phenomenal.
I mean, 18 years ago, nobody thought about doing radio here.
That's right.
Right. Yeah. I remember when you guys were EA Radio, too. It was a little trailer way out there by the museum on the hill, you know, type of thing. And mm-hmm. It was... A couple of guys, I think, started with a CB radio, if I'm not mistaken.
Probably, yeah. The comm group definitely did
that.
That
was a long time ago.
Yeah.
That was a real long time ago.
Back in the dark ages.
Back in the tube days.
Yeah, absolutely. The good old days, as we used to call them.
The good old days.
Sure, sure.
Well, you know, the thing about it being is the volunteers that you have now, they're going to look back at these days when they've got some mileage under their belt, and they're going to say that these were the good old days.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, everybody's got their good old days, period.
Yep.
You know, when it comes down to it.
Yeah, they definitely do have good old days, and the good old days are here and now.
That's right.
Boy,
always remember that.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah,
we had that conversation last night around the campfire. Kind of windy last night, but it was still kind of neat.
Yeah, we're all sitting there reminiscing about our various aches and pains.
Boy, isn't that the truth? And, you know, we only thought our parents did that.
Yeah.
Now it's our turn.
That's
it.
Yep.
It comes down to it.
We all pray to the gods of Advil.
Just something else passed down.
There you go.
Another tradition.
There you go. It kind of goes with the territory, unfortunately.
Especially after you spend a day stomping around up here.
Big time.
Yep.
Big time.
I was going to say, this place is so big, it's easy to put some mileage on your shoes.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Well, you know, again, you know, this is going to be a good week, too, because it's not really, really hot. So.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us, John.
Thanks for having me.
This is EAA Radio.